818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a story here that is very interesting, put out by MERS News Service. They listed the top 10 most likely House districts in Lansing. This is the state of representatives. Currently, the Democrats 56, Republicans 54, 110 members. They have a two-seat majority. Well, one of the districts right out of the gate is in the UP. It is the second most westerly district in the state of Michigan. In the UP is the 109th district. Currently, it's held by a Democrat. This is basically the Marquette area of the UP. They're listing this as the number one most likely to flip from Democrat to Republican. Republican Melody Wagner has run for Marquette State House more times then Ralph Nader has run for president. Didn't think that was possible, did you? Well, while they are not predicting Wagner will even win the primary run number five, but consider these numbers. Run number one back in 2016, 1,882 votes. Not bad. Small district, Republicans. She did pretty good. Run number two, 2 years later, 2018. Whoa. 5,961 votes. Run number three in 2020. 19,643 votes, which was 42% of the vote. Last midterm elections for governor, state house, was her run number four. She even increased it more, 19,438, getting 47% of the vote. And Donald Trump only lost that seat in the presidential election by 99 votes. Now, the current state representative Democrat, if you look at the voting record, looks a lot like Sarah Cambisi, the former state representative. But it's leveling off. And the Republicans are going to have a big turnout this year across the state of Michigan, especially up in the UP. Because of her prior runs, name recognition. See, folks, everybody says, well, Randy, you know, I'm not going to win. You want me to run for office, but I'm not going to win. Being on the ballot, folks, gives you name recognition. Every time the voters see your name, it goes into their brain, their subconscious mind, and they're like, I've heard of that name before. I've heard of that name before. It's worth money when it comes to the voting public. If the Republicans in that district are smart, they would nominate her to be their candidate. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think she can definitely beat the Democrat and flip that seat. So now that's one seat going from Democrat to Republican. Now to counter that, District 46, currently a Republican, Kathy Schmaltz, Republican in Jackson. It's actually Republican seat, but Merz is saying, let's think about this. A 20-year-old Democrat who dropped out in 2022, just weeks before the November election, was pressured to drop out because allegedly he had asked young women to share new photos of themselves. But guess what? He still got 46% of the vote. Why? Because he's a Democrat. Democrats don't care about the abuse of women. They don't care about men being sick pigs, saying, you know, text me some new pictures of yourself. He still got 46% of the vote. In the Jackson City precincts, Biden won 13 of 14 of those districts in 2020. And outside of the city of Jackson, Trump doesn't exactly dominate Blackman Township. So the current Republican, Kathy Schmaltz, may not expect a big bounce from it being a presidential election. The mayor, Daniel Mahoney, does the work in a 52% Democrat district. However, he only won re-election by 279 votes. Not exactly a blowout. However, being the mayor of Jackson, big name recognition, dominates in the city, may do good enough in one township to flip the seat from Republican to Democrat. So now we're back to even. Now, I'm not going to get a breakdown and read all the stories to you for these other races, but there's an interesting one I definitely want to bring up next is number three, the 83rd district. Currently a Democrat. Well, it's in the district where Tommy Brand, the restaurant owner, has done very well and has been a state representative before. Republicans are bullish on this seat, given how much of a swing city of Wyoming is and Tommy Brand's past successes there. Brand sold off his shares of the restaurant. Now, not having to work the steakhouse restaurant business, he has time to knock on doors. In Wyoming back in 22, when he ran for the state Senate against now Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, he actually did quite well. But the sticking point for the Republicans is the 5% sliver of Grand Rapids. It's a lot more Democratic, including the sliver of Byron Township, which is still Republican. Current Democrat, State Representative John Fitzgerald, got some good headlines from the hotel motel tax bill. And he's also taken the lead of public safety in downtown Grand Rapids. Former office holder versus current office holder. Well, control of the House could hinge on what happens on this one race. But there's a lot more. Seven more races that they labeled Democrat to Republican is the 58th. 27th, Democrat to Republican. Possible flip in District 68. Former State Representative Tim Schneller is running in a district that is not as clearly Democrat-friendly as his old 50 district. But they're saying it's a toss-up and that he could actually beat the current state rep, Republican Dave Martin. Then number seven, Democrat to Republican. 103rd, Betsy Cofia. This one is very interesting. This is the one that we've had on our show numerous times in the form of Katie Ness. Now that the Republicans have a primary, Betsy Cofia does not. They've cooled down a little bit on this race, but grassroots conservative Katie Ness nearly knocked off John Roth in 2022. Now she's going after this seat in the 103rd. Katie Ness will beat Lisa Tromley, which is very possible. And Cofia's road in a district that's getting more progressive, not just Democratic, becomes a little more clear. But when you factor in Ness and Tromley having to spend money of their own in the primary, very interesting that they may not have enough money left to beat Cofia in November. Whoever wins the primary is going to have to raise a lot of money to do it. But it is still listed as being a flippable seat. Last two is the 28th district. Republican to Democrat is a 50-50 toss-up. And then the 86th House district. They're not rating that one at all, but they're saying it could flip from Democrat to Republican. I'm predicting 58-52. I think these Republicans are going to do a lot better in November than what the media consultants, all the news agencies are reporting, simply because it's a presidential year. This is going to be a huge turnout. Republicans are going to win the majority of the seats in November. I'm going to say 58-52. That's my number. I'm going to stick to it. We'll see how many others come in. So greatly appreciate it. Great appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Republicans that you're supporting in the primary, you need to get out and help them put out the last few signs. Signs are going out this week before the absentee ballots hit on Saturday's mailbox. They'll be in your mailbox probably Monday or Tuesday. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, been mentioning the last few days, he sent me an email. They're building a new warehouse in Minnesota, and he does not want to transfer the inventory in the old warehouse into the new one because they're implementing a new barcode scanning system. They're going to be using the barcodes on the packaging of all the inventory that will expedite shipping. They were going to be using computerized barcodes to tell the high-load drivers where to go. The people that are putting together your orders, they're going to be able to pull the inventory quicker, get it in the right size and the right color, and get it to the shipping dock that day. He said it should improve shipping by anywhere from 3 to 7 days, so you'll get the products quicker. You have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Anything you don't like, you give them a call. They send you a shipping label. You ship it back for free. Now, it's important to understand that he's given our listeners a promo code, TRUCKERRANDY. All one word, lower space, no space, excuse me, lowercase, uppercase, it doesn't matter. TRUCKERRANDY, no space. There's 2 hours side by side. All you do is you go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away. I highly recommend getting the new pillows, the 2.0, a set of Giza Dream Sheets, and the set of towels. That's a bare minimum. Bare minimum. Put it in your cart. Look at the price. Then what you need to do is go to checkout and put in Trucker Randy in the promo code box and hit apply. 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some of the items in the old warehouse. Now is the time to do it. This will be the biggest discount on most of the products because he expects by August, maybe the first week or two in September, the old warehouse will be sold out and they will be moving into the new warehouse. So this is a way for you to get some great products. Vicky and I use them every single day. I sleep on the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza Dream Sheets. Took a shower this morning and used the big, thick, absorbent bath towel. You guys, you will love these products. Absolutely. And if you got a bed, especially like for a guest bedroom, and the mattress is getting a little lumpy or whatever, soft, consider a topper, a mattress topper. Those are on sale as well. You basically strap this topper on top of your current mattress. Changes it immediately. Don't throw the old mattress out. Put a topper on it. You will love it. As a matter of fact, the cooling fabric they have on the 2.0 pillows are now part of the mattress topper. You've got two different layers of foam. One is firm, and then the other is cushiony that molds to your body with the cooling fabric on top. Don't buy a new mattress. Get a topper for a fraction of the cost of a new mattress, and you will absolutely conform, change that mattress overnight. So we love the products. We use them. We've got a mattress topper up on the girls' guest bedroom upstairs. Love it. Absolutely love it. MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code TruckerRandy. Hit apply. Also, mark your calendars. July the 11th, radio station is going to be hosting the first biennial debate of the candidates, starting off with the 107th House race, the 106th, 105th. Thursday, July the 11th, it's going to be at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. If you'd like me to text you the flyer on that, text me debate. We'll text it to you. The flyer's been generated. We've got confirmation. Thank you, Kevin Johnson, Johnson Propane, and the Ellison Place for hosting us. And we are excited. Candidates have been invited. The incumbents have been invited. And we're going to have a great event. Going to be contacting the county chairs this weekend, setting up the questions that they will be asking the candidates. I will not be asking the questions. The county chairs for the Republican parties of each of the districts will be there, and they will be asking the questions. So again, mark your calendar. July the 11th. It's three Thursdays from this Thursday. Gaylord, Michigan. Doors open at 5 o'clock. The 107th will go first from 6 to 7. 106th House District will go next from 7 to 8. And the local guys there, the 105th, Ken Borton and Kristen Marcus, they'll be going from 8 to 9. We'll be out of there at 9:30 on Thursday, July the 11th. So mark your calendars for that. And then, of course, you just heard the commercials starting for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Another event in July, mark your calendars. Saturday, July 27th, Central Lake from noon to 4. Go to the website, acconservatives.org, read the post, make your donations, that's your ticket, and we'll put you on the list. We're going to get an update from Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Next half hour, I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education.